Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow. No, what's today?
Wait, what is today?
Today.
It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
But tomorrow is Thursday, so it's not the world of tomorrow.
Not the world of Thursday. I've been
world
to the world of
Thursday. Thursday!
Actually, have you been to the world of Saturday? That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Now
yeah,
that I have those days off.
On the world of Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we're not that. Well, Bill's clever. I'm not. I got a nice little cold going, so I apologize ahead of time because, for my part, I will be fucking boring this entire time. Welcome to Kiki the Geek. Now that I've built it up.
Yes.
I am your host, Fleshvine.
And I am the other guy.
Mighty Bill.
Mighty Bill, that's Mighty it. That's Bill. About it, yeah.
I know who
Funyuns.
You are. Yeah, so we're going to be doing a lot of pausing, so if there are like weird little edits that you're just like, what the fuck?
Just put this into the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Just imagine me having, you know, rib-cracking coughing fits, and you'll have a pretty good idea.
Which I was having a couple of days ago for some strange reason.
Yeah.
So, I think I just woke up phlegmy and it wouldn't go away.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think that I had started with a cold. I thought that I just got a sinus infection from taking a plane ride. And
right.
The stress before the plane, trying to get the house ready, and then driving back down from Maryland and everything. But
well, you are in pretty much, you know, even for the what, 45 minutes to an hour that plane ride is,
yeah.
You're still in a tube full of germs.
Right, exactly.
You may not have been sick, but your immune system may have been low.
Right. And,
so the cold was able to move in.
Yeah, it's evolved. It's become something gnarly.
It's kind of like I've actually had that after a con.
Mm-hmm.
And I would find, you know.
You're like, oh, I feel a little peaky. Oh, well, it's just, you know, the con and I'm stressed and everything. And then a couple days later, you're like, fuck.
I came home with, well, it doesn't help that I got thrown out of, Dave and Buster's drunk.
Uh-huh.
Before we even got to Dave and Buster's.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
I believe I may have told this story, but the Wendy's I used to work for was a franchise.
Okay.
And he would, if you made your sales goal, if you beat whatever your highest week was, I think is what it was. the owner would take the management crew out to dinner. Well, there was one time where we beat it several weeks in a row.
Okay.
So instead of a lot of dinner, she actually got us a limo.
Nice.
It was a fully stocked limo, except for the fact that the fully stocked part was only an alcohol. It had no mixers.
Oh, shit.
And I got a little too drunk.
Hey, you know what's good with vodka?
Vodka.
More vodka.
Yeah. And then, or vodka with a splash of Mountain Dew, which our district managers just happened to have some of.
Yeah.
And yeah, I ended up getting thrown out. I got there. We were standing around. Ended up getting sick, and they basically kicked me out of Dave and Buster's. The limo guy had to take me back, and I had to sleep in the back of my station wagon.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because I was planning. Originally, the plan was to go to the dinner, drive down to my friend Lex's house, crash at his house, and then make it on the way to Magnus Opus Con, which we were heading for.
Okay.
No, I got to sleep. In the back box.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Hey, at least you did the right thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have driven anyway if I was drunk.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So, what'd you do this weekend, or this week? And I'm asking because I have a good...
Yeah, you're going to let me go for... We... Not really much of anything. We had gaming.
Right.
We went to... because of... not only did Alicia's hospital stay put a kibosh on Chattacon for us, right. But also put a kibosh on her dad's birthday.
Because
her dad's birthday is that weekend.
Oh, okay.
So it was the same weekend as Chattacon. And so we ended up this weekend going over there and having dinner and
okay,
you know, hanging just kind of hanging out. Yeah, thing.
That's fine.
And then Valentine's Day, of course, was right. working, and then ended up at the Tilted Kilt because Sushi sweet. City wasn't open anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then she gave me ended up getting Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way.
Sweet.
Because I had the first book. I think mm-hmm. that still is If Chins Could Kill.
Oh, okay.
Which was basically his time up to about Xena.
Okay, right on.
That was about where that book, and then this book is basically...
Are they hilarious?
Yes, he is actually okay. an extremely funny writer.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
And some of the stories he is
because
telling.
Because he does have that kind of deadpan, quirky... any of his characters that does kind of come through that he's very... God, not dry, but deadpan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I can see his writing.
It's not just that, but some of the stories, and because he's pretty much he's most of his work is B independent B movie stuff.
Right.
So he had a whole the stories coming out from just doing the Evil Dead stuff, mm-hmm. like going through the middle of this little town in Tennessee to go to where they were, you know, mm-hmm. staying, covered in the fake blood in the back
nice.
Of the pickup
yes.
truck, just basically waving
yeah.
at the people.
Hey.
Yeah.
This sounds like a good one.
Yeah, so...
It sounds like it
right
be.
Now, he did a movie called Let's Make Love with Richard Gere and Renee Zellweger.
Okay.
And he played a doorman, basically the sassy doorman that gives the Richard Gere character some
okay.
love advice.
Huh.
And so that's where it's starting off. But it's going to be, you know, it's basically the story of him in Hollywood and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, he's a funny guy. Although, you know, to be fair... Like, I have tried to watch some of his movies, like The Man with the Screaming Brain.
That's not one of the
I
better
was
ones.
Fucking bored. Yeah,
that was also a sci-fi. That was
I
also.
I tried so hard with Bubba Ho-Tep and just could
really,
not get
I really
there.
Love. I really liked Bubba Ho-Tep.
No, I was like, oh my god, that's time in my life. I can't. Because
I think
back.
They're actually planning on. They were talk of a sequel.
Yeah,
we're doing
loved
another
him,
one.
Yeah, loved him in Xena. Loved him in Evil Dead. I have to like everybody who was in Xena, you know, having previously been a lesbian. It's like
that was kind of
the
yeah,
Indigo
okay,
Girls
yeah.
and Melissa Etheridge. It's kind of like you have to,
right?
Katie Lang, yeah.
What was the other one? There's one I want to see called My Name Is Bruce,
uh-huh.
where this town in Texas is being
yeah,
attacked by a
yeah.
10,000-year-old Chinese ghost. So
yeah.
the teenage kids go to Hollywood to get. Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Because they only know him really from the movie. So he's playing the Hollywood dickhead version of himself. So.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, it could be fun. I mean, you know, it's like I'm willing to give him a try.
Right.
Because, like, I like him in everything else that I've seen him in. But.
He's really good in Burn Notice, too. Which is kind of nice to see that show, you know, giving him some steady work.
Yeah. I don't think I know anything about the show.
He's the it basically the show Burn Notice is basically the main character is a spy who's basically been cut off and a
okay.
Burn Notice they freeze all your accounts they you're stuck in whatever town they decide to dump you in
okay
you know no money no you know no job history
uh-huh.
no nothing but so he luckily enough he's in Miami
uh-huh.
which also I think is his hometown his mom lives there
uh-huh.
But he's like a former, I want to say Bruce Campbell is just like a you know former operative and friend
okay.
of the main character, and he helps
mm-hmm.
him out.
Okay.
It's an interesting little show.
What did you give Aruka?
I got her flowers, which I gave her the day before.
Okay.
I got her a nice card, and then I got her a stuffed lion in a leather vest.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying
This thing looks like... This is like someone made an S&M plushie, you know, made a Dom plushie.
Yeah.
Probably not thinking of it.
Yeah.
Thinking because it had a little tattoo on his arm. It says, oh, your name is tattooed on my heart.
You need to come up with a way to make like a tiny little whip.
Yeah.
A tiny little flogger.
Right. Well, they do make, like, keychain floggers that would be perfect.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally, he's in a leather vest and denim shorts.
Nice.
It was either made by a leather gay man, Dom.
Yeah.
Because he looks like a leather lion, basically.
Yeah, it actually got
He just needs chaps and a hat.
I got one for my ex. It was a Vermont teddy bear that I did up kind of like that, but it was wasted on her.
The only thing about the Vermont teddy bears is they can get pricey.
Fucking expensive, yeah. And actually, I found the one I've been doing some cleaning, so when Phantom came back, I was going to try to get the bedroom done, but I was like a fucking wreck. I didn't do shit. I got on Skype with him. That was how I existed, that whole day. Right. I'm lucky that I fed myself.
Oh, believe me, I understand with illusion, yeah, just the whole hospital thing.
It's like I existed. Yeah. But yeah, so I was cleaning out my closet, and I found the Vermont teddy bear that she had given me, and I gave her one that was very much like her and very much I knew she would like because she liked other things. And she gave me one that was very much like her that she would like because she liked all the little things and shit with me. It had nothing to do with me. So I found out you could actually take off all this shit.
Right.
So I threw all that away. So I've got like just a Vermont teddy bear with nothing on it. So I'm like, well, I'm going to put that with our Build-A-Bear and we'll put pretty things on it. That we like.
Right.
So I'm reclaiming my Vermont teddy bear from my, you know, the wreckage of my previous relationship. Yeah, and actually, Phantom had this huge monkey that he had bought for an ex. Right. He was like, do I need to bring this home? And I was like, you know what? We don't need to bring past, you know, bad juju into, you know, our relationship. I thought about it, and I was like, I bought my house with my ex.
Right.
That we live in. I was like, you know what? Bring it home.
Yeah. So. Fill it with good juju.
Yeah, we just need to sage the hell out of everything, so. Yeah, well, I went up
Around your birthday. Yeah. You sage the hell out of around your birthday. You
need to just eat sage for a week.
Yeah.
I flew up on Saturday, and I mentioned I was going to do this last episode, and got a Phantom, had dinner with his dad and his aunt and uncle and two cousins, and then we drove back the next day and got him home and put a ring on his finger. That is way too big. Doesn't fit. It's not appropriate at all. But so we got engaged.
Yay.
With the promise of a nice ring.
Right.
Later.
Well, I can say congratulations here. That's why I didn't congratulate you on the net because I congratulate you too here in front of you. So.
And I did it. When he was gone again, I was just in a weird fucking headspace. So. I wasn't doing any things I should have done, like cleaning or.
Yeah, the house was a wreck.
Yeah, the house was nasty. I'll admit. But I did do things like taking pictures of candy hearts.
The important things.
Exactly. So I sent up all these pictures of candy hearts that said, "Hey babe, I love you. You rock. Be mine, all mine, forever." And I sent him one picture of one heart at a time.
Right.
I DM'd him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we owe a lot of our relationship to Twitter, you know. That's kind of how we first met.
Twitter and podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. And then, say yes, marry me, and then a picture of me holding the ring. So, and he said yes, so it's on him now.
All right.
It's all his fault.
Yeah.
So, and then I told Mom. Mom actually knew that I was going to do it.
Right.
So she called me that day, "Did you do it? Did you do it?" And I'm sitting right next to him. And I'm like, "No." And she's like, "Well, I already told Grandma." I'm like, "God damn it." I'm like, "Let me let you go, Mom, because, you know, you're right there, and I didn't want him to overhear." So she's already started her wedding Nazi preparation. "Well, we got to start buying stuff now. What are your colors? When is the date?" And we actually changed our status on Facebook. Two aunts and a family friend. Boom. When's the date?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Give me a break, guys.
Yeah, that's the... Because I thought about that. Because, I mean, it's going to be expensive. And that's one of the reasons why that, you know, me and Alicia talk about it.
Yeah.
It's always been one of my things. It's just like, we just couldn't afford it. I mean, even... Yeah.
Well, you could do like a justice of the peace. It's still going to cost you. It's going to be much less.
But right.
It's like I want to do it. I want to do something nice.
Yeah, I do too. That's just it. Because I'm not. I have not been married before. Yeah. I'm not planning on getting married again if I do get married.
Right.
You know, and you know, I'm sure.
You want it to be extremely special.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to be in front of friends and family.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
Yeah. Which, speaking of, are you guys going to be able to make it up to Asheville?
Yeah. I'm sure we could. We just need to know when.
We'll have that date anytime now.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting pressure from all fucking sides.
I can hear the shotguns behind you.
Christ. But, because we are, you know, it's kind of in between my family and his family. Right. So it makes sense. So nobody can get that pissed off that they have to drive. So,
well, you could do, I know, well, I've been to an out-of-town wedding, and because my ex, her brother, and his now wife, they got married in Greenville.
Okay.
Greenville?
Or Greenboro. Greenboro is like up on the north side.
This was in North Carolina. Okay. This is a little college town, because there was a place near there that's the furniture capital of North Carolina.
Highlands.
Yeah. Where they have an old silver mine that got converted into a castle.
Oh, cool.
They rent out for stuff like that. And what they did is they got a deal with the Embassy Suites.
Oh, sweet.
Where it was like $99 a night.
Nice.
And then we're not talking like AmeriSuites where they're like kind of sort of suites where they're just basically big hotel rooms, the wet bar.
Right.
These were full blown living room, go through a door, there's the bedrooms.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, where you could have had, because I know the room, what we had was two double beds plus the, because it was one of those things where you probably could have crammed, you know, 6-7 people in there and not had a problem with it.
Right.
But yeah, that's one thing you could look into is finding a hotel that would be willing to give you a group deal.
And see, that's the thing. It's going to be like, don't buy us a wedding gift. Just get there. You know what I mean? Because it's going to cost money and everyone's going to have to...
Well, you're another one of these people whose lives are pretty much set already.
Yeah, we've got all the kitchen shit we need, except for some baking pans, but that's, you know, we can handle that. You know?
Right, yeah, I mean, you're not like a new couple just starting out.
We're not fresh out of college.
Yeah, not like Javendor and Camo Monkey, who were still living with each other's parents when they got married and were trying to build a whole new house. You guys have, or, you know, household.
Right.
You know, you have all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just need a TV.
Yeah, just actually, if everyone could pitch in for a big ass TV, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Well, I know some places, there have been some couples that will go and, like, have gone. He just tried to shove that in your TV.
Yeah, I'm really not very, with it.
It's the woman I'm marrying.
Yeah. I just jammed my bottle into my tooth.
I'm with the smart one.
Because I'm clever. Hey, you said yes. Again, it is on you.
I said, of course.
You said, of course.
Although I do like the fact that you blamed me for the introduction, because it was...
It's true, you did introduce
us. Yeah, because Scott C. said something about, hey, look, something that we didn't do that caused long-term...
Okay, vaguely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, we were all interested in podcasting. You were interested, you know. Okay, so that's kind of tenuous, Scott, but...
Yeah. Well, no, he was saying one thing that they didn't cause long-term damage, and that's when you piped in and said, no, it's actually on me.
Yeah.
It's actually on Mighty Bill.
That's true, and I totally appreciate it, because, you know, and I've said it before, like, the first time I talked to him, I was like, holy shit, he's very fucking special. And I was like, I was so depressed that he lived so far away.
Right.
And then I saw pictures, and I've told him this before. And, okay, you see pictures of people that are, like, attractive.
Right.
And you imagine having sex with them, and, you know, that's cool. I imagine having a relationship with him. I imagine just kissing him and being around him and how nice it would be. And it was like, I don't know how much I believe in, like, the whole soulmate, past life shit. But I knew, like, immediately, like, every time I talked to him, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, it is so unfair that he lives in Maryland, because I never thought it would work out.
Right.
You know, I had been in a long-distance relationship, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. So there's, like, no way. But the more I talked to him, the more I was just like, man, I mean, I fell fucking hard for him. And, like, you know, I don't admit to being in love easily, or I didn't.
Right.
But, man, I was in love with him for weeks or months before I actually told him. So, it's because he's awesome.
You like me.
And we're too fucking dorky for anyone else. Yeah. We're saving two people.
Yeah, that's from us. That's me. That's me and Aruka.
Yeah.
We're just...
Yeah.
Because we share thoughts.
Right. Right.
Too many times the term get out of my head gets uttered in the house.
Yeah. I can... something like that came up on the drive where we heard something on the radio and we... He said it, and I was like, I was just fucking thinking.
Yeah.
It was random and weird and had nothing to do with anything that was going on, but it was bizarre. Yeah.
It's usually one of us will think it, the other one will speak it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's weird is that, you know, we took an 11-hour drive from Maryland down to Georgia. We had a great time.
Yeah. Right.
We didn't argue. We didn't bicker. No snittiness at all. So, yeah, he's the one.
Yeah, I think I want to say this: her being in the hospital was pretty much cinched it in the.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, not going anywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Things like that just make you, like, reappreciate it. And
right.
Having missed him for a month, it was just like, it just made me, it reaffirmed how lucky I am and how lucky I feel that I know him. So.
Well, I don't know if I've put it on the cast, but I should have known something was up. Because it was the morning after we met, she happened to be checking out at the same time we did.
Uh-huh.
And what it was is we had taken Marta. Mm-hmm. And so we went to the 5 Point. Well, that was still with my ex, and it was like me, my ex, our friend M, and the guy I used to, the DJ guy I used to hang out with, which was her fiance. And we went to the we were at the 5 Point station waiting to go north because we were going north. And on the other side of the tracks was Aruka and her cousin and her cousin's boyfriend waiting for the same train.
Aww.
And I think they ended up getting off. One exit, one stop after us. Huh. Basically, we went where we got off was the second to last of the trek going north, and they were going all the way up.
So, like Chamblee versus Dorval.
No, that's northeast now. We're talking. Oh, okay, this is like
Alpharetta.
Yeah, going up towards that way. Yeah,
or perimeter. Yeah.
Yeah, I think North Perimeter is where we were getting off, and they were getting off of whatever is the next stop up.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. Cool. Yeah. It was like, yeah.
Now, had you exchanged phone numbers?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, no, we didn't exchange phone numbers. We're geeks. We exchanged emails and LJs.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. It's funny, we were actually talking about that at dinner. Like, I hate talking on the phone so much. Like, even with him being out of town and everything, I still did not necessarily want to talk on the phone as much as I missed him. Enjoyed hearing his voice, enjoyed talking to him, enjoyed, you know, finding out everything was okay, and then I was done. Like, I'm done with the conversation, right? But then we spent hours on Skype, and it just kind of brought back so many memories of just spending hours and hours and hours and hours on Skype. So it was kind of fun, actually. Kind of a reminder. Waiting for DMs.
Right.
Just, oh my God, maybe they'll DM me back. So.
Yeah, but that seems to be the thing. Because you don't exchange phone numbers, you're exchanging emails and Facebook names
instant
now.
Message,
yeah,
instant message. We had talked about something else that we've both been involved in.
More on being human.
Right, and we actually, you know, I was waiting for him to come home before I started watching the British version. We've watched 5 episodes of the British version.
I've seen 2.5, mm-hmm. 2.75, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to know, and I've seen, I've seen all but like the last 15 minutes of episode 4.
Okay.
Because there are only 4 episodes.
Yeah, and I've seen 3 of the American. So, now you said that you like them both equally.
I do like them both equally. I mean, I can point out the stuff I like more in each.
Uh-huh.
But I have been enjoying them both overall. Mm.
See, I pretty strongly prefer the British version. You know, we had, I mean, even down to like small things, like we had talked about the ghost that shows up. And in the U.S. version, he was, you know, 80s mullet guy.
Right, 80s hard rock.
Yeah.
Probably died at the concert.
Type. Yeah, and in the U.K. version, he was the 80s Europop. So I was just learning the music. Yeah, I just like it. I like the pacing of it. I think a little bit better.
But that's because I think, I do think the American one, they're adding a little more story.
Yeah, they are.
Because they you know, an American season, even at the minimum, still 13.
Right.
So you're it's at least double, even if they only,
which
is usually about what the first runs of sci-fi shows are about 13 episodes.
Yeah.
So they got to put a little more story into it.
Well, and the UK version is 6 episodes per series, but. The shows are longer, but they do. I just like the pacing on those better because they do pack more in to the shows. So I'm kind of digging them.
I do like some of the little changes, you know, where it's basically the same storyline, but you can tell where they're where they, you know, the where they've added a little more of the American flavor and had to change up stuff. Like in episode 2 of the British one, they decide to have everybody over just for tea.
Right.
Where in the American version, they have everybody over
for a potluck.
It's a potluck and neighborhood watch.
Right.
You know, the British. Yeah, because it was a neighbor. That was the, you know, there was no context to the British one. He just invited everybody over for tea.
Yeah.
Where, you know, in the British one, he's, you know, I mean, the American one, they're setting up a neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
Which does make a little more sense because, you know, Britain does have that more social tea thing.
Right.
Where, you know, in America, you would have to come up with an excuse along the lines of a neighborhood watch or neighborhood beautification or, you know, something like that. I do like the British ghost a little bit. The girl that plays the British ghost a little better.
Yeah, I do too. Mm. And I think it's, you know, we had discussed because she's not quite so whiny.
Right. But I like the American vampire, the guy who plays the vampire, better than I like the English one.
I'm kind of lukewarm. They're just so different. It's hard for me to really compare them.
I mean, you don't like guys that only ever wear fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Never ever take them off.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Anything ever.
Yeah. It's
he looks more like. He looks like a bike messenger from the Kevin Bacon movie Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is funny because, you know, he was like, you know, I think I want some fingerless gloves.
I can't imagine.
And he was like, and I'm not kidding either. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see if we can work that out because, you know, he's rocking them.
Right.
I do like the American werewolf more, Josh versus George, I think.
Yeah.
George is just a little bit more nerdy, whereas Josh is just a dork.
The English one also seems to be a little bit more of a dickhead at times, especially towards the ghost.
Yeah.
You can tell the American werewolf seems to be a little more sympathetic.
A little put out, but not quite so.
Right, but he also seems a lot more like it's the big interaction between the ghosts and the werewolves that seem to be the big difference.
Because there does seem to be an almost romantic moment between the American pair versus the British pair. There's an almost romantic moment with the
vampire. Yeah,
because the werewolves tend to.
The British werewolf tends to want to push people away more, even the ghost, and is a little bit more of a dickhead about it.
No, I don't know, because the American version, he is such a dick to his sister.
Yeah, but that's more because he's afraid of what he might do.
He's got the wounded puppy thing, but still, he's more vehement about it, I guess.
Right. And does the sister come up in the British version?
I haven't seen her yet.
Okay, because that was an interesting little twist of you know, you're seeing more of what that's the interesting twist. Another twist is you're seeing more of, and I hope they do a little more with it too. Is seeing the consequences of him being a werewolf to family members now, where you know, he was bitten, found out what he was, and he's completely just went away. You're finding out he was going to medical school. He was going to be a doctor.
There's more backstory there.
There's more backstory to him. And I think
you do get more of a rounded character, I guess. That's true.
Yeah, and I kind of like how they tried to explain the vampire stuff away.
Uh-huh.
You know, from what I've been told, the British version never gets around to really saying why they can walk during the sunlight and stuff, where the British and American, he doesn't quite know. He gives you kind of what he kind of knows.
Yeah, he's like, we're just photosensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an evolution thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And they do eat, but it's more for show and...
Well, you know, and that's one thing I noticed in the British one, watching today, they were waiting for something to happen, and I don't think you've seen those episodes, so I won't tell you what it is, but... And they were both sitting there with, like, Chinese containers and chopsticks.
Right, well, I told you. The
like vampires amongst themselves. Right, like, eating just to eat.
Well, it's just like...
it wasn't for show.
What was it? In the first episode of the British one, the first scene is him going and getting a pizza. You know, the pizza guy shows up, and she's having a conversation with the pizza person.
Right.
You know, which is interesting because she's finding out that there are more humans that kind of can see her.
Right. Yeah, I am. I, you know, shit, man, if I can walk around during the day and eat, sign me up. I'll be a vampire. Right. You know, I have so much more time to read books.
There is an interesting one that the beginning of episode 4 mm-hmm. of the American version is the beginning of episode 2, where he's running through the woods trying to find a place to change, uh-huh. and he keeps running into people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I remember that in the American version.
No, that's what I'm saying. The beginning of 4, they have this.
Oh, gotcha.
What's interesting is they kind of have, you know how in the episode 2, they kind of had the voiceover her talking about, and you're seeing how what happened to her, how he became, or the moment he becomes a vampire, and the moment, you know, after he's attacked. Uh-huh. And they have kind of that. And they're talking about the voiceover saying something about how being alone, uh-huh. and that's the new commodity where you never are really alone anymore. Uh-huh. And you see three different great versions of it. And that one is him running through the woods, uh-huh. running into the couple, making out on the blanket, the people that are camping. He's just trying to find a place.
Yeah.
And you'll see in episode 4, they are doing something different between the fiance mm-hmm. and the fact that he's, in the British version, he's dating the best friend, the right. orange friend.
Right.
And they do that in the American version, but they're doing a little different twist with it, uh-huh. which I think is interesting. So... yeah, I think I want to watch both. I am going to keep watching it, and I am. I have to say I like the American version.
See, I like the UK version, so I'm not going to stress so much about the American version.
I'm not going to...
Because Hulu's doing that stupid thing that we were talking about.
Yes, and Hulu...
They showed you the 3 episodes first off, right after they were aired. But then you have to wait for 30 days see anything beyond that.
And I'm wondering if that has something more to do with sci-fi... Because
sure.
Siffy is not... I went wanting to watch the episode. And I got uh-huh. just got done with Fringe. Uh-huh. And so I went to Hulu to go find Being Human and saw, uh-huh. yes, 30 days, we'll show this. Like, oh, fuck. Then I went sci-fi going, okay, well,
right.
sci-fi tends to show their episodes, mm-hmm. you know. Nope.
Well, I mean, they changed everything with Warehouse 13, where they were showing it the next day.
Right.
And all of a sudden it's a week later.
Week later,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I do think it's a sci-fi thing, but... Honestly,
and then they wonder why, and it's like you wonder why BitTorrent and illegal streaming and stuff
right.
is so big.
Right.
You know, we don't all have lives to where we can sit in front of the TV
right.
and watch your episodes.
Or you're not going to keep my attention if
right.
I have to wait 30 days between episode 3 and 4.
Right.
I don't care. I'm watching the British version that I
right.
legally acquired.
You know, and I can see it's, or I'm going to go find a streaming site
right.
that, you know, they're doing it illegally.
Right.
You know, but I want to watch your show.
Right.
You know, I may not be able to get
there
it on demand.
There are ways around your
yeah.
stupid little rules, yeah.
And it would just be nice if they were a little more conscious of, because these people are still watching your stuff. You're still getting eyes, on your product.
Right.
You know, that means that people, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, I'd even deal with the minute commercial
right.
in between. But
oh, shit, man, I don't care as long as I don't have to pay for cable.
Right.
Give me all the commercials I would get on cable.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
As long as I'm not paying that, you know, $70 a month for cable. For a bunch of shit that I don't watch for, you know.
Right.
When there are like 4 shows I actually do watch and give a damn about that I can find online.
But I'm still, and I won't pay the extra for, because I would love to think, I would even pay like, if we could just get like, because we have cable.
Uh-huh.
But if we could pay like $5 to get the on-demand stuff, like
yeah.
HBO and Showtime,
mm-hmm.
because there's only one or two things per channel I want to watch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like True Blood on HBO. That's all I want to see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dexter and Californication. Those are the only shows I want to watch on Showtime.
Right.
I don't want to pay $10-$15 more
right.
for a channel I'm only going to watch when these shows are on.
You know, and it makes you wonder. I guess it really hasn't had that much of an effect yet. You would think that things like Hulu and BitTorrents and things like that would have had an effect on how cable companies do business.
Now, see, that's just the thing, is that Hulu is, things like Hulu are, and especially DVRs, are starting to kind of change because they are starting to take, finally starting to take notice of the DVR recordings and putting it towards the ratings. You know, are people DVRing it and watching it later?
Right.
Which helps them that, yes, people are watching.
Right.
The advertisers get a little pissed because, yes, we're going to fast forward through the commercials.
Right.
But, you know, to the networks, people are still watching your shows.
Right.
So if you still have good numbers, they're still going to show you.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, maybe if the cable companies could offer, you know, $2 per channel of your choice.
Honestly, if they could piecemeal it, give me,
you know, I have maybe 10 channels off. I give a fuck about. And if I could spend $20 for my cable.
Right.
I've been talking about doing that forever.
But then, I just
takes one person to just finally do it.
Yeah.
And then they'll all do it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, we would get, what, Sci-Fi, Logo, maybe MTV.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything
Bravo.
In there. Bravo, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, I
right.
mean, and we can
I
afford
see,
it.
I could see, you know, give
you
me $10 for the local channels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then charge me per channel.
Right.
You know, and they're trying to kind of do that because they do have these tiers. But
the tiers are just outrageously expensive.
Right.
Because they're giving you fucking Nickelodeon. I have zero desire to watch anything that ever comes on Nickelodeon.
Well, you know? My thing is like, we have ours. We have what is called the digital package. Which gives us, like, now we have the HD package, because that was part of the whole cable, that whole thing
right.
I talked about with the cable.
Right.
But it goes up to, like, channel 120-something. And the only other channel I want past that is BBC America.
Right.
And I don't want to have to buy another two tiers of cable to get that one station, so...
Yeah, I mean, they could be making a lot more money, because there are a lot of us who are like, fuck no, I'm not paying for that expensive-ass
right.
cable, when I can go find things online. Try to get them legally first, and if I
right.
can't, I go find them illegally,
and
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I have zero guilt about
because,
that.
See, my thing is like, I'm watching Californication.
Uh-huh.
I know I enjoy the season, and I'm going to go and buy the DVD set,
right.
so we'll be getting some money out of me.
But, you know, and there are people who never would see that show to find out that they like it,
right.
who would never go and buy the DVD, because they just have no chance of being exposed to it. So.
Right, because if it wasn't for my actual, it was because friends had it, and that's how
right.
we started watching it, and we started, you know, watching it streaming.
Right. Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, because there are some things I miss about cable, but for the most part,
yeah.
You know, just a bunch of crap.
And it is, I mean, streaming seems to be the way of going. It looks like that Netflix is going to be, at some point in the future, going to almost a straight streaming format, where they won't even be doing the DVDs.
Well,
not everything they do is set for streaming.
Yeah, I don't know, because they actually, Riff Trax had a big thing about trying to get people to request their DVDs
right.
through Netflix, because they would carry the DVDs but not streaming.
Right, well, that's the thing,
yeah.
is a lot of that stuff is going to have to, they're going to have to, their library is going to have to go to a more streaming.
Ugh.
But no, this has actually come out. This is,
yeah.
this is Netflix has come out and said that at some point,
yeah.
and what it sounds like fairly soon,
yeah.
they're going to be doing.
Well, we have streaming only. We did have the DVD where you get one DVD
right.
and stream whatever
yeah.
you want to.
And just sat on top of the TV for
exactly.
months.
We keep a DVD for
right.
yeah months and months, so it's so pointless for us. But streaming, we watch the hell out of Dwarf.
See, that's the thing, is I've actually thought about doing that, closing my Blockbuster online
yeah.
thing and going to Netflix just strictly for the streaming, because
right.
you know, it's when it's on the Wii, you don't have to worry about buying the Xbox Gold package to be
yeah.
able to. And that's the thing I thought was stupid, because I think you have to do that with PlayStation also, is that you have to be part of the PlayStation Network Live, whatever they're charging,
yeah.
whereas with the Wii, it's free.
Yeah.
You're not getting the HD, but because it's not an HD device.
Yeah, Yeah, Phantom's got all that anyways, because he's a big gaming nerd.
But I love the aspect of being able to, basically, for every one movie you get online, you're actually getting two.
Right.
Because you can take it to your closest store, turn it in for another free movie, and then just start flipping them over.
We have more selection, but we can, at 3 o'clock in the morning, be like, hey, you want to watch Red Dwarf?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there are pros and cons for either one. But yeah, actually the worst thing in the world was when we were like, hey, we're living together. Let's just go ahead and combine our Netflix. Which meant I canceled mine and then got on his and lost all my recommendations and all my ratings and everything. So now when it brings up all the movies that I might like, they're all movies that he might like. I'm like, God damn it. Although they've gotten really good with recommending the Kung Fu. Yeah, the Kung Fu and the 70s horror, so... So I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, it's always a funny thing, because that's what they do with 9/11 podcasts when they do their straight to DVD.
Yeah.
They're doing it through Netflix and Netflix streaming.
Yeah.
And going the recommendation going, well, everybody else gives this so many stars. Yeah. We think you would give this. Your dumbass would like it this much.
Yeah, it's actually funny, because we got... What movie was that?
Oh, God.
There was one that we were watching, and it was horrible. And I was like, but it was like 4 stars.
Well, oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't 4 stars. Overall, it was 2 stars. But their best guess was 4 stars, because, I don't know, they think he likes shit, apparently.
Well, he does like Killer Clowns from Outer Space, so that kind of does.
That's a brilliant movie. That's a brilliant movie. Yeah, that's totally acceptable. But, yeah, so they do. And they'll have some shit on there, but sometimes I just want to watch stupid shit.
Right.
You know? And boy, am I in luck.
They seem to do a lot of their TV streaming. A lot of the TV does seem to be streaming.
Actually, you know what? You know what's great, man? If you're ever just bored, and I was really bored this past month, get on Hulu and start looking for some of their made-for-TV horror movies.
Really?
One was, like, Bay Coven. So bad. So, but so good, you know, with the big hair and the melodramatic 80s. And I've watched it a couple like that where they're just hilarious.
Speaking of this, I don't remember if I talked about Megapython versus Gatoroid last week.
No.
Oh my God. Okay. I am not normally one for sci-fi movies. I am not a member of the of the SFOP Appreciation Society. I've only seen one, and it was Sands of Oblivion. And the only reason I watched it is because it was Adam Baldwin and Marina Bacchus, Jane and Nora from Firefly. Okay. But Megapython versus Gatoroid stars Debbie Gibson, she has gone back to being called Debbie.
Oh, she's not Deborah anymore.
No, she is not. Debbie Gibson and Tiffany.
That's awesome. As Megapython and Gatoroid.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, might as well be.
Yeah.
Debbie Gibson is an environmentalist scientist / terrorist.
Okay.
Because the first thing you see is she's breaking into some guy's collection of rare pythons, which she ends up releasing into the Everglades.
As one idiot does. Yes. Yeah.
And
no bad can come from that.
Tiffany playing the head park ranger of a grand total of 3 in this Everglade Park Rangers. She's always wearing shorts, and her shirt's always unbuttoned to at least the third button.
Nice.
But yeah, she's the lead park ranger.
Okay, I have to watch it. We got to go find that.
Just because two of the lines is at one point, Tiffany looks at Debbie Gibson as they're being, because they are against each other. Because
Debbie wants
all the pythons to be safe, and of course, Tiffany's the gator, you know, the endangered gators.
Yeah.
At one point, Tiffany looks at Debbie Gibson and goes, "Only in your dreams."
Is that a song?
That's a song. That's one of Debbie's songs.
Enough. Yeah.
And then there's another point where Debbie looks at Tiffany and goes, "I think we're alone now." And Tiffany goes, "It doesn't seem like there's anyone else around."
Oh, gross. Yeah,
and the line from Debbie Gibson to Tiffany, well, looks like someone had bitch for breakfast.
Yeah, we'll be tracking that one down.
If I could, I would. If they would let me, if they ever do one again, I would love to join Lee and Den on their SFOP.
Well, you know, you have an in. You know, they're editor.
If they ever do it, well. Yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't done one of those in a while. Well, at least
just so busy. It's impossible to get them together for 2 hours.
But yeah, oh my God, it was. And the bad thing is, you can't. CG is bad even for, it's like a $1.25 I think they spent. Bad. Yes.
Yeah, sweet.
I mean, doesn't even come close to looking real.
That sounds really fun. That sounds
the only thing this beats is if you ever see Jaws 3D, and there's one scene in Jaws 3D where the shark is going to ram the little dome thing and flood the underground thing, and the shark is doing this, my hand being very straight and moving forward. There's no flapping. No animation. It's just like a plastic shark.
It's just a picture of a shark that they just went.
Yeah, it's a shark on a stick as it goes slowly. There is no ramming speed. There is no. This is a slow thing.
Okay, sweet.
Where you get the up close faces of Dennis Quaid, Lou Gossett Jr., and someone else, whoever the chick was, and it all. Face.
Well, I've actually got a good show for you.
Okay.
That I watched at Phantoms, and I think it may be BBC. So hopefully they'll have it somewhere on streaming.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, we watched it up at his parents' house that one night that we were there.
Yeah, it's BBC and the Science Channel.
Yeah, you got to explain it because it's hilarious.
Well, you got to know the whole thing with Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, and Carl Pilkington, which they had like a radio show for a long time, and then it was a podcast. And the whole idea was basically that Carl was the funny one because he was just such an idiot.
Yeah, he is. He's just a dumbass.
And so they've taken that whole concept and they sent Carl around to the all the wonders of the world.
Yeah.
And they just film him just acting all a ass.
And they make it horrible for him. He went to in Indiana Jones, was it the third one? There's that where they go through the horses through the canyon. And they find that big structure that's been rock. It's in Jordan. And they sent him there. And they had this big, long discussion before he left about, is it better to live in the big, beautiful building? Or is it better to live in the shack across the street? Because then you get to go out and look at that every day.
Right.
Right. And he was like firmly of the belief it was better to live in the shack because you could look at this beautiful building every day. And this was like his metaphor for life, right?
Right.
And so,
he has a lot of those too.
So they made him stay in a cave on a stone floor across from this big, beautiful structure carved out of this rock. But what else did they do to him? They made him eat. Oh, he went out with some Bedouins across the which desert? Sahara.
Oh, whatever that one is.
Sahara. Let me say. And he stayed with all the Bedouins in these huge tents and everything, and they were serving up their stewed calves' heads with the eyes, and they were like, trying to get him to eat the eyes and everything. And Ricky is just like cracking the fuck up because he's trying to make it as like hideously horrible for him as possible.
Right.
Ricky Gervais. The other guy, which is who?
Steve Merchant.
Steve Merchant is really honestly hoping he'll learn an appreciation for the world.
Right.
Ricky Gervais wants to make him fucking miserable. Yeah. So it's a great show. I really like that one.
Which is pretty much Ricky Gervais. I mean, people were up in arms because they got him to host the Golden Globes. And he was his funny self.
Yeah.
And of course, he was making fun of people.
Well, it's like everybody got pissed off however many years ago about Roseanne Barr singing the national anthem.
Right.
How the fuck did you expect her to sing it? She's Roseanne Barr. Were you expecting her to come up with some operatic talent that nobody knew? Like, give me a break.
Although they've got a new Snickers commercial, the whole eat something you've had.
That was the best commercial of the.
Where basically it's a logging place, and it starts off Richard what's his name?
Lewis.
No, Richard Lewis. Yeah, basically whining about being he doesn't want to do this job. Is here, eat something. You're a big whiner when you do it. Unless he eats and he goes. Also, there's Roseanne Barr.
Uh-huh.
bitching, and she gets hit in the face with a big log on a chair. They're moving the log, and she gets hit in the face with it knocked into the mud.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I didn't see any of them. Except for the Old Spice commercial, which is everywhere. We're talking about Super Bowl commercials,
right? Yeah, I know. But
yeah, that was
yeah. the Super Bowl. Where it's like the vacation where he's... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see, I don't even fucking know. But then we did watch the Puppy Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Idiot Abroad. We didn't even say what the show was called.
Yeah, and Idiot Abroad.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And we can move on to the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah.
The Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, go find the Puppy Bowl and watch it, because it's just hours of puppies running around looking fucking bowl. Cute.
Which is funny that they did... what was it? Conan.
Uh-huh.
Right before Super Bowl said that, you know, the two big things were the Puppy Bowl and the Lingerie Bowl. So he combined it, so it was puppies dressed in lingerie.
Nice.
And he goes, you know, I don't think I'd ever say this before, but look at the rack on that puppy. Because they basically made fake puppy boobs to put in.
Buster, I had to start hiding all my laundry from him. Because he, this is gross. I can't believe I'm saying this. When I first got him, he would chew the crotch out of panties.
Yes, you've told me about it.
I mean, he was like fucking, you know, he was like
a crotch hand.
He was big time. I mean, he'd be like, oh, this is tasty. Yeah, he's a shit. Yeah, it seems
like... Bears are being cute again.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to tell me about your, the bears.
The bears. It's a mama bear and a baby polar bear. At the Rotterdam Zoo in the Netherlands.
As he turns.
Where's the website?
RotterdamZoo.nl.
Yeah.
As he turns the computer towards the mic, like our listeners will see it.
Yeah. You guys can see
look
that,
at
right?
The bears.
Yeah, mama bear and a baby bear.
Long address, but you can find it from just RotterdamZoo.nl.
And they're pretty much sleeping all the time.
Yeah, they're
because
just
it's
hibernating
kind of their season
and sleeping. But every once in a while, they'll stretch and yawn. It's adorable. Yeah.
Now, what is your porn for the week? Oh, you sent it. He sent it to me.
Yes. Course. Yeah, because he's it's.
I want it to be fresh for everyone.
Yay.
See, just for the
so
reactions.
Have you beaten him for rotten onions yet?
No, I have not. I've been too sick.
Okay.
We had the hot Valentine's Day loving, and then I just got really fucking sick. So I owe him a lot more loving and beating and joy. Snot girls.
Oh, how fucking appropriate!
Oh my god, hot girls.
Thought you'd like that one for this.
Hot week. Chicks picking their nose, and they are, and then showing the camera.
Yay!
Okay, I've got to go vomit now.
That's why I'm not looking. I saw snot girls. I was like, I don't want to see anymore.
That's like one thing I can't handle. Like my nephew, you know, he can shit everywhere. He can throw up everywhere.
Right.
The second he get something on his fingers, start showing it to me. I'm like, oh. Okay, thanks, babe.
Sure.
www.snotgirls.com.
Masturbate at your own discretion. Little shout out. Guess what? We don't want to know about it.
Shout out for Snot Girls.
We've actually laughed because, you know, we've actually, God, I've been nasty sick and he's been nasty sick. For some reason, we've been really sick since we met each other. We should maybe examine that, but. Yeah, we've kind of joked about using snot for lube. I'll never fucking joke about that again.
No, never.
There is a website for that, so...
Well, you do know that it's pretty much if... The whole thing is if there's something out there, there's porn about it.
Yeah.
Because, we actually sat through Saturday night? Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was Sunday night. It was G4 had a basically a 2-hour coverage of AE.
Okay.
The Adult Entertainment Expo. Oh. And basically...
In San Francisco?
No,
there's something going on right now in San Francisco. I know a bunch of people are in San Francisco right now.
I know there was, I don't know if it's still going on, there's a big comedy festival that was going on because Chris Hardwick and his girlfriend is one of the people that promote it.
Okay.
And they've done some live shows from his podcast. Did some stuff from there.
There's something King related.
Don't know about that. No, yeah. this is the expo that goes on at the same time during the Consumer Electronics Expo in Vegas. So it's literally next door to each other. You have one side is geeks, the other side is naked
paradise.
People.
Paradise. For us.
Yeah, and it is. It looks like it is that.
An expensive paradise.
Right?
Yeah, it looks like AE is open to the public.
Because
they do have signings, and they have booths where they have, like, all the different companies have their stuff, like Real Dog, Real Dolls had they're actually making a line of
I think I've seen those
of porn star.
Okay.
Where well, they actually had basically lifestyle bubble package, you know, like action figure packages with the Real Dolls in it.
Seems like I've seen more customizable. Where you pick their hair.
Yeah,
pick
that was
hair.
Their.
Yeah. Yeah, that's their that's their normal pretty thing. But these are ones that come and they're $6,000 a pop.
Mm. Worth it, honestly. Over the course of your life, cheaper than dating.
I guess so, but
am I right?
My thing was six. I don't think I want to spend $6,000 for something.
But if you want to stay single forever and you just want something.
There's a movie. There's an indie movie I've been wanting to watch called Lars and the Real Girl that I've been watching.
There's another one that's more of a suspense movie that's kind of the same idea. I forget what it's called now.
But they had, of course, they had the Fleshlight. Because they've also got a line of a porn star related Fleshlights.
Okay.
In fact, Kevin Smith had his last live event. They gave away some of the porn star ones. Where they actually have Jenna Hayes is actually one of the ones they use.
Okay.
You can get her mouth and you can get her vagina.
I've heard that's not hard.
In fact, she was one that they kind of followed around a little bit because she's starting to direct now.
Okay.
I think she and now I remember why, because she was the ribbon cutter. She's the one that opened the expo. And that's the thing, is that she likes the fact that she's one of the few that has no tattoos, has no no piercings, no surgical enhancement, and she still looks
her
like she's...
Her tits are real?
Yeah.
Really?
Jenna Hayes is...
I thought for sure they were fake. I'm trying to think of what I was seeing where I thought they were fake.
Because she's not that chesty. She's...
Yeah, I guess...
She's a tiny little thing from what I've seen, yeah. But yeah, that's how she can still get away with doing some of the, playing the barely legal, thing. Because even though she's like 30, but she also looks like the, and that's one of her things. She likes being the girl next door that you want to fuck.
Yeah, she's like 3'5".
Yeah, that's like Christina Aguilera, who's pocket sized.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot to be said for that.
Right.
There's actually a lot to be said for big Viking men too. Rare. I guess I'd be pocket sized to you. Yeah. I guess anyone would be pocket sized.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen the picture of the two of us, and I'm 5'11", I'm not exactly short.
Right.
But I remember showing that to Ramon and Scott and them, and Ramon goes, "Is he really that tall, or are you just that short?"
Yeah.
And I go, "No, he's really tall."
Yeah, he really is. Sexy boy. Aww.
And this was something I was gonna tell you that I've actually kind of come up with an idea. I ordered, like I told you guys at dinner, I ordered something from ThinkGeek.
Oh, right, right.
I ordered the miniature iPhone, iPad, or iTouch, or whatever. Basically, it's it's an iPhone microphone.
Okay.
But actually, you can use it with any of the iPods that have a voice recorder on it.
Right.
And it's kind of cool from what it looks like. It's about the size. It looks like a bean. It's about the length it's about the length of a quarter.
Okay.
It's actually direction. So if you're like making a memo, you can point it towards you. Uh-huh. If you're using it as a news thing where you're recording an interview or something, you hold it straight out. Uh-huh. And if you're doing something with the video, you can point it out as you're doing the video.
So that'll be great for Frolicon, actually.
Oh. Since it is coming, and these fuckers, oh my god, it's the first time I've ever ordered something from ThinkGeek, and these fuckers get it to you quick.
Yeah. Unlike the B-Pal I've been waiting for weeks.
Because I ordered a Valentine's Day before I went to work. They shipped it yesterday, which was Tuesday, and as of right now, it's sitting in the Doraville UPS station waiting to come be shipped out tomorrow.
So you should get it tomorrow, yeah.
And it was originally supposed to be here Friday.
Yeah,
their offices are in, like, Fairfax, I think.
Well, this was coming from Ohio.
Okay.
Where
two hours away from where I used to live.
If
I ordered early enough, I could get stuff the next day. It's awesome.
This was with economy shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's just...
Sweet.
Yeah, that's just too... makes me want to buy more stuff from them just because... they're that responsive. Uh-huh. But since I'm getting it so quick, and this was the initial plan, is I'm basically going to take a cue from our from Widget. Uh-huh. And do basically a version of the way Homer, but from an Acrocon.
Okay.
And that's what it's not going to be a video one. It's okay. Just going to be me and Alicia we're driving home talking about it, and we're going to do that for Frolicon.
Sweet.
And we're going to do that for basically any conventions we go to. 10-minute discussion of the weekend.
Right.
And our first, you know, initial thoughts of what's leaving the convention.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Plus, this would be a good idea if we ever want to do the Ask a Wait Staff or want to, you know, if we ever go to like a Barnes & Noble and want to interview the cute girl behind the counter.
Ah, she's cute. I haven't seen her the last couple times I've been there.
Or
the cute waitress at IHOP.
Right. Or yeah.
So, what do you guys do?
Right.
Well, honey.
The skinny butchy girl. Yeah.
She was adorable. Actually, if we go to the Barnes & Noble over by my house, I know a guy we could interview who's hilarious. I actually started following him from my Fleshvine Twitter.
Right.
He didn't follow back. So I don't know if he doesn't know it's me.
Right.
Or if he knows and doesn't want, you know, I don't know.
Right.
So it's kind of one of those things when you meet people that you've known from like 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, how much do you out yourself to them? You know what I mean?
Right. Because right now, I've got a decision to make because my niece, my 13-year-old niece, wants to be Facebook friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like.
And if you say no, you're an asshole.
Right. So, but if I say yes, she's going to be exposed because I don't censor myself, and I'm not going to censor myself. Right. So it's one of those things where it's like.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I want my niece exposed to some of the stuff I might talk about.
Actually, it's funny. Our friend Phoenix just put a note on FetLife about the same thing. And he's like, there's a game he's interested in on Facebook.
Right.
But he's avoided it so far because he doesn't want Auntie Mildred to know... God, how do you phrase it? It was funny. To know all about him. And I'm like,
right.
I have to admit, I stayed away from Facebook for a long, long time. And I was lured in by a game.
Right.
I like having a place where I don't have to be Fleshvine.
Right.
I like having a place where I can connect with my family.
Right.
And, you know, and if you're... I like having those two things separate. You know what I mean? It actually makes me happy that I can go and talk to my cousins and, you know...
Right.
I say shit and I say fuck occasionally and everything. But I'm friends with Phantom's dad and now his cousins... You know what I mean? And I'm okay with that.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's not... Because I am Facebook friends. My sister's on there.
Yeah.
And my one of my cousins is on there. Mm. You know? That. And I'm not real worried about them.
Right.
But when it's your 13-year-old, you know, niece...
Right.
Doesn't really want to know about me going to hang out at Frolicon and hoping to spank someone.
Right.
You know? Because I don't really censor myself when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know, there are some stuff that I might say for FetLife, but that's more because that's the nature of FetLife.
Right.
But still.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't mind it. You know, and I do have a Fleshvine on Facebook, and I use it mostly for the Kinky and the Geek page.
Right.
We have a page on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, do we? We
do. We actually do. And it's now being updated with all the episodes since we released them, because of the way I set something up with Aruka, but
has been working like gangbusters.
Yeah, and I'm really okay with just keeping them separate. Yeah, because it automatically posts to Twitter and to Facebook.
And
to
Facebook and
to the
Word
Ledger.
WordPress.
So she only has to put it in one place, so
I think the only place we go and do extra is FetLife.
Yeah. Oh, God, it would be amazing if they could hook that up.
Oh,
yeah, that's actually posterous. That was one of Phantom's leaks that he kind of sent to me. And it's a great place. You can go and write a blog, and you've got your posterous blog, but it'll update anything.
Everything else, which is really cool. I think the only thing it isn't set up for is FetLife, and we'll just go in and just copy whatever is in there and just put it on...
And you can actually separate it. I mean, you can have one login that has like five different pages. Like I've got one for my writing.
Right.
That updates my writing Twitter, my writing blog, and that. I've got one that's for my photos of my cemetery, you know, trips, and it updates. Well, the same Twitter actually is my writing because all my creative stuff goes in one place.
Right.
And my Facebook, my personal Facebook. Right. So, yeah, it's kind of brilliant. So you can go and log into this one thing and update everything. So it's awesome. So we're at a minute and five.
An hour and five.
Okay. Or a minute and
64.
Yes, we're at a minute and 64 minutes. Anyways, okay. I'm very tired and I need to go home.
Yes.
Aww. We've got Paranormal Activity 2, and that's about all I have the gumption for.
Tonight. Right.
So, is there anything else you wanted to pimp?
Bears are being cute again.
Yeah, go check out the Bears because they're fucking adorable.
I'm trying to think. There was something I was going to say, but now I can't remember what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all I was going to say was I've had several things I've wanted to write about, but I'm not sure where I'm going to go next. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of something geeky to write about because everything on the geek blog has been more sexual.
Yeah. And, you know, in all honesty, I got to say, Fleshvine as a personality is pretty much on hiatus right now.
Right.
Because we've had so much shit going on, and there's no time or energy for kink.
Right.
So nothing Fleshvine, aside from my Twitter, is being updated that much. Twitter, not even that much. I'm not even on Twitter all right. that much. Right. Just because we've had so much other shit going on, so. Yeah,
they keep thinking of ideas for episodes of your
thing. Actually, we did come up with a really good concept for an episode. Okay. And I actually have one of our listeners sent me an email. A really well thought out, interesting email that I want to do as a Geekless Kink.
Okay.
I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Right.
And we're keeping her anonymous, which I may actually copy and paste it into a document.
Right.
So that Phantom can also answer it, but without knowing who she is, because she's, you know, she wants to stay private. Well, yeah, she asked to stay anonymous, and she sent it directly to me. So.
Okay.
So you can answer it kind of anonymously, and I can answer it knowing who she is. She's lovely. She's a very sweet person. So yes, I want to do that as a Geekless Kink.
Yeah, so, I know, this one will go up right before AnacroCon.
Yeah.
So, yes, me and Aruka will be running around in AnacroCon.
Hey, and we may join you next year if we have wedding clothes.
We'll have something to wear. Costume.
Yeah,
I keep trying to tell her this. She thinks that she has to go in costume. And it's like, I'm going to be in my kilts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
It just seems like the kind of thing. I mean, it's made for cosplay.
Well, all of it's made for cosplay at some point. I mean, I'm actually thinking about trying to get that Dom Harry Potter costume up, but...
We're going to the, you know, the fur con without full furry suits, although it could be argued that Phantom already has a furry suit. You could just go, you know, with like a sleeveless shirt, and I may put horns on.
Right.
And buy a tan while I'm there, but...
Yeah, none of these. I don't know. That's the thing.
Seems like that's the whole point, is that you wear something. So.
This is a convention. I mean, Dragon Con's the same way. How many people run around Dragon Con in just jeans and a t-shirt?
Yeah, that's not specifically for cosplay and anachronism.
But that's what a lot of people think when they think they have to show up in a costume. I've actually had people thinking that you have to show up in a costume.
Yeah.
It's like Frolicon. You don't have to show up in fetish gear. You just show up.
Right.
So, never let the lack of a costume ever keep you from going to a convention. Just go. Support your local cons.
Yeah, and we've got to decide.
Right.
Alrighty.
That was just that's my final thought for support your local cons.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not
going to
hurt you.
Right.
Support concepts.
Yes. And but not con funk.
No, not much.
Now we can't talk about the contact.
Yeah. All right, you guys are good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.